Kaboosh.net. We're on the interweb, you know.
It's time
for Kaboosh.
Ah, yes, there you are. Well, you join me here in marvelous Kaboosh Towers set in the beautiful Elysian English countryside. And I'm just looking out the window of my study here at Kaboosh Towers, and I can see that, well, I can see that spring has definitely sprung. Daffodils are showing their cheery yellow selves, and the lambs are gambling in the field. Disgusting habit.
Kaboom.
Every year at this time, we host the annual Girl Guide Camp. They pitch their tent in the field, and they, well, I don't know what they do. I think they ging-gang-gooly all day long. Oh, look, that'll be them now. Will you let them in, Foster? Yes. They can pitch their tent in the lower paddock.
Right,
Cook will give them a flagon of water, and there are some blankets in the stable.
Okay, sir. Sir?
What is it, Foster? What is it now, Foster?
Excuse me, sir. They're gentlemen, sir. Blokes.
What do you mean they're blokes? Blokes?
Yes, sir.
Do come in. This is rather confusing. We were expecting the girl guides, but how can we help you?
Well, we're not the girl guides. We are scouting for girls.
You're scouting for girls?
Scouting for girls.
Is that an anachronism or
a
euphemism or what is it?
Kind of. It's a pun. It's a play on words.
Foster, what the hell's going on? Oh, I see. Oh, well, do come in. Sit down. You can join us here in the Great Hall in this lovely spring-like day. Rustle up a pot of tea, will you, Foster?
Right you are, sir.
Kaboosh! Oh, thank you. These are they? Oh, good. Oh, so you're scouting for girls, the pop group?
We are.
Right, okay. Well, that clears it up. So, I've got a list of questions here from the students for you. You're going on tour soon, in April.
Yes.
So, where is it? All over the United Kingdom?
Yeah, we start off in Ireland. We go around Ireland, and then we're playing pretty much everywhere in the UK. Yeah.
Kaboosh! What's the worst gig you've ever played, and why?
Worst gig we ever played was probably... We were in a band before we were in Scout for Girls, and we turned up to a place in Leicester, and the only person who was there to watch us was the sound guy. And halfway through the gig, he went off to get a kebab.
Yeah. So you were left entirely alone?
Yes. Totally to our own devices.
Does that not tell you something?
It did. We started a new band after that.
Have you got better since then?
Not really.
Not a little bit.
What's the first thing that went through your mind when you were pipped at the post for your Brit Award by Girls Aloud?
Girls Aloud?
Yeah.
The first thing that went through my mind.
Didn't you just think, oh, shit, or what did you... what did you really think?
Everyone who doesn't win the award always goes, do you know what, it's just a real honour to be there. But we're still bitter.
You still look very bitter to me as well.
Yeah, we are.
Greg actually went off and got so drunk that he went and told a national newspaper that the whole thing was a big fix.
Is he the drummer?
No, he's the bass player. Even less skillful.
Always fiddling with the amp, aren't they?
Yeah.
More bass, more bass. Shut up. Now, the artwork for your album, Everybody Wants to Be on TV, is much more vibrant and edgy in comparison to your first album, which was very, very dull. Is this a reflection of the music?
Yeah, no, I think the new album is going to surprise a few people. Big pop songs, but we've really worked on the songwriting and the production. I think it's a much better album.
Yeah.
Bigger, bolder, a bit more edgy. Yeah, no, we're really proud of it.
Something else the students want to know is, as a band of three men, are you yourselves scouting for girls, and what is your taste in women?
I like with a pulse.
Yeah. Our own teeth.
Wow.
Yeah. I think we're getting the picture.
Yeah.
You're pretty desperate. How did you three meet?
I met, I'm Roy, and I met Pete Drummer when we were in Cub Scouts, when we were 5, 6 years old. And I met Greg, bass player, when...
We were 11.
When we were 11, when we first started school. So we were friends before we were musicians. Now we're musicians and not friends.
Subtle difference, but an important one.
Exactly.
You recently played a gig at the Woolpack on the set of Emmerdale, I believe. What the hell was that all about?
It's just amazing.
The dream come true.
Yeah.
Well, are you all three Emmerdale fans?
No, just
me. They are now.
We are now, yes. We've succumbed to the chance of Emmerdale.
Yeah.
You know the saying that three's a crowd? Does this ever apply to you as a band? And which one of you is the most irritating to be with? Pete.
I knew they were going to say
it. You know.
Always happens. Whatever.
Get over it, Pete.
I did find out today that I was speaking to Greg, I said, Pete, I think, really loves his music, because whenever I'm with him, whenever we're travelling, he's always got his headphones on. Greg goes, he never wears his headphones when he's with me.
Again, that tells you something, doesn't it? What festivals are you playing this summer, guys, and do you stay in a tent or in a five-star hotel with hot water?
Five-star tent.
The only ones we've confirmed for at the moment is V. We generally, because it swaps around, so you play Friday in the southern one and then Saturday in the next one, you stay on a tour bus. Five-star tour bus with a toilet you're not allowed to do a poo in.
Oh, I see. Well, that's a relief. Or not. Now, the title of your album, Everybody Wants to Be on TV. Yeah. Did you always want to be famous and on TV yourselves, or were you resigned to be faceless and unrecognised?
As in Scout for Girls. No, I think we've always wanted to do music as a living, you know. But we struggled for a long time. We played for about 10 years as like an unsigned group, and then it just sort of happened for us very quickly. Mm. But we're still not on TV. Which I think is probably a good thing.
Stay that way, boys.
Yeah. Faces for radio.
I understand you have a Scouting for Girls TV channel. Is this true?
Yeah.
And you're running a competition.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
It's just us basically messing around a little bit and trying to get the information through laughter.
What the hell's he talking about?
Yeah. Exactly.
So you haven't got a TV channel at all? It's basically just YouTube.
Well, yeah, exactly. Basically. It was. Yeah.
Cheapskates. Okay, quick fire questions, boys. You ready?
Yeah.
Should we do this left to right? Who's going to answer first?
Greg,
and then Pete, and then you. Okay. Marmite, love it or hate it?
Hate it.
Would you rather be blind or deaf, Pete?
Blind, seen these two.
Emmerdale or EastEnders?
EastEnders.
What's the best?
Emmerdale.
What are you doing? Get it wrong.
Fail block. What's the best freebie you've ever been given?
Beer.
Fair enough. Would you rather be able to fly or be invisible, Pete?
Invisible, I don't like flying.
If you could be invisible for a day, where would each of you go?
Changing rooms.
Girls Aloud's dressing room.
Red jelly babies or green jelly babies?
Red jelly babies.
Bus or taxi?
Bus.
Have you ever made love to a lady out of doors?
Yes.
Yes.
No, yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
He's not sure whether it's a lady
or not. It was a cabin.
The Saturdays or Girls Aloud?
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah, all together.
Right, all three of you. Gordon Brown or David Cameron?
Nick Clegg.
Radio 1 or 6 Music?
Radio 1.
X Factor or Dancing on Ice?
X Factor!
Good answer. In fact, we'll get you to do that. Yeah. Burger and fries with a shake or pizza and Coke?
I love anything with a shake.
Yeah.
So I've heard, love. Okay, I'm going to get you all to do a quick impression of me. I'm going to say something and I want you to repeat it. It's time to face the music. Okay, who's going to go first?
Greg,
off you go.
It's time to face the music.
Pete, you can do better than that.
Yeah, I can.
It's time to face the music.
A lot of passion. Yeah. No, I like that. Okay, and finally, Roy.
Yeah.
It's time to face the music!
Sounded like a wallaby being strangled. Thank you for talking to Kapoosh, guys. It's been great fun. I really do have to go and sort out the girl guides now, but one final question for you. Can you actually, tell me this, can you actually start a fire by rubbing a Boy Scout and Girl Guide together?
Oh, yes.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, would you like to come with me? I'll show you where they're putting their tents.
Oh,
you can have a word with them. I'll show you you'd like to meet them.
I like what you've done with the place.
Thank you very much indeed. Foster, will you show them out?
Anyway, lovely weather we're having
This podcast stars Peter Dixon as himself and Stephen Foster as the butler. The show is produced by Max Bruce at Kaboosh.net. This was a Squidgy Pig production.